The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It seems every day there's a new story in the headlines about the transgender movement around the country, from biological males competing in women's track meets, winning medals in swimming contests. This week on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Yes, heads up, guys. This year's swimsuit edition has a blonde in a two-piece swimsuit on the cover, but it's not a female. The model identified as Kim Petras was actually born a male in Germany 30 years ago. And look, I don't care who Sports Illustrated puts on the cover. I don't subscribe. But I do care about the threat that the whole trans movement is having on women's sports. And I'm proud of what South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson is doing to help protect women's sports. And Attorney General Wilson is on our guest line this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Julie, it's always great to be on your program. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure thing. Always a pleasure. This week, you sent a letter to Joe Biden's Secretary of Education providing feedback on a proposed rule regarding sex-related eligibility criteria for male and female athletic teams. The letter was also signed by South Carolina Superintendent of Education, Ellen Weaver, Senator Thomas Alexander, President of the South Carolina Senate, House Speaker Merle Smith, and others. Let's start with, what does the Biden administration's proposed rule potentially do?
Joey, it's very simple. What they're doing is they're rewriting or reinterpreting through administrative fiat the definition of the word sex. In 1972, they passed an amendment to the Civil Rights Act saying that you can't discriminate against people on the basis of sex and institutions of education that receive federal funding, like elementary to college. And so one of the protections in that amendment was you got to treat people equally and fairly in athletics in those academic institutions. And what they're trying to do is redefine the term sex to include gender identity. Now, I'll make it very clear that to me, I'm not after or trying to target anybody on the basis of how they identify. I may not agree with their decisions or how they view science, but I am trying to protect the ability of women to play sports in college and high school, middle school, and the Biden administration is trying to blow it up.
You point out in your letter some of the great successes of women's sports here in South Carolina, like the South Carolina Gamecocks women's basketball team. The Clemson Tigers women's golf team just won their first ACC championship. Furman, College of Charleston's women's golf teams winning their respective conference championships too. There are many other examples, and this success can be attributed to the opportunities that Title IX back when in the day in the 70s when it first came about, which was to ensure that females have opportunities in sports. So help me understand this. How can anyone make the argument that changing Title IX to include this small percentage of males who identify as females that they're having issues, obviously, of accepting their biological sex? How can anyone argue that this is a good thing for women's sports?
Well, you can't argue it's a good thing for women's sports. What this basically says is the best women who play sports are men. And that's what this basically says. And again, you know, you were quoting or citing some of the examples we used in our letter. I'll tell you another statistic. In 1972, before this was enacted, 1 in 27 girls participated in sports programs in their respective schools. Since that time, 1 in 3 women, a third of young women who go to college or high school, are participating in an athletic program. And that is a huge, huge accomplishment over the last half century. And again, a lot of people who are for this Biden administration rule say, Alan, you're only talking like 1 or 2 people in South Carolina. But here's the thing. It's what it represents, and it's the cracking the door to policies that will disincentivize young women from competing. Once people know that they can compete against women for scholarships on the track field or in the swimming pool, you know, just like you're seeing up in New England, women are going to be missing out on opportunities for athletic scholarships to their you know, institutions of academic learning. And we don't want that to happen. We want to protect the strides that we've made over the last 50 years, Joey.
Yep. You also point out in your letter, you wrote, and I'm reading from it, quote, "This is not about being against anyone, but about being for fairness, safety, and biological reality. Every child must be treated with understanding and kindness, but we must not jeopardize the safety and well-being of women and girls in order to pursue a radical theoretical agenda with no basis in biological reality." And you're so right, because it's not about being against anyone, yet the radical left, who's trying to force these changes on everyone, they're so quick to call people out as being hateful and transphobic for simply wanting to protect these young women's right to play sports.
And Joe, here's another biological reality. It is a tragedy, and it is a reality that some people are born blind, are born without limbs, are born with some congenital defect, or they're born with some mental illness that prevents them from competing with a sport they may enjoy playing in. And that's not right. It's just, but that's a biological reality. We would not treat those people with any less compassion than we do transgender, because that's what we do. We treat people with compassion. But you don't bend the laws of reality. You don't rewrite biology and science to comport with a small minority of people who have this identity disorder.
Yeah, that's for sure. On the guest line this morning, Attorney General Alan Wilson. So what's the next step? Do you believe that Secretary Cardona is listening? And when could this decision possibly be made on the proposed rule?
Made this summer, but, you know, we've already signed on the letters with six other state AGs. We've sent our letter because South Carolina is unique with the level of competition women are competing at. So we wanted to throw down a marker. We wanted to put our name down on the comment period for this regulation. Do I think they're going to consider it? No, I think they've made their minds up. But I wanted to be on the record, because if this comes to it, then we will pursue every legal recourse available to us when this becomes a rule.
Yeah. Does Congress have a voice in this?
If Congress so chooses, yes. They can, you know, obviously, Congress is the one that passed the Civil Rights Act in Title IX, and they said you don't discriminate on the basis of sex when it comes to athletics and college or educational institutions that receive money from the federal government. They wrote that law. Congress has the ability to, of course, the president would veto it, but they have the ability to write whatever law they want. Also, the judges, the courts that are appointed by the president, they can interpret the law however they want. And some courts, as you know, our own Supreme Court about 5 years ago interpreted the Bostic decision under Title VII. That was a transgender rights case. That's what the left is using right now, the Bostic case. So elections matter. Who sits on the bench matters. Who votes in Congress matters. And who sits in the Oval Office and signs bills in the law matters.
Yeah, it's just more reason for us as Republicans to work hard for the 2024 elections and make some changes, or we're going to continue to see these type of things come up. I certainly appreciate the stance that you're taking, and thank you for your leadership in this issue. One more quick question for you on a different issue, if I could. The South Carolina House had a marathon session this week, passing another abortion bill. It goes back to the Senate for concurrence next week. I think it's pretty certain that it will probably be challenged in the courts. What are the chances that this new bill will survive a court challenge?
Well, you know, Joey, I don't want to presume or state on the record what I think the court may or may not do. We have a slightly different court than we did last time. That doesn't guarantee anything. But what I will guarantee to you on this radio program is, just like we defended the last law that was passed on the heartbeat issue, we'll defend this one, and we'll take it to the state Supreme Court again. We're prepared. I've already got my team working on our rebuttal, because we know it's going to get challenged.
Yeah, yeah. Attorney General Alan Wilson, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate you checking in with us. Thank you for what you do, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you, Joey.
Sure thing. Have a great weekend.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.